Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Magandang umaga sa inyo, DJ at Dina.
Morning.
Good morning.
Pag-usapan muna natin yung lagay ng ekonomiya ng Pilipinas. Gumaganda ba o sumasama sa mga panahon ito?
Right now kasi, Philippine economy, as you know naman, bigla tayo napapansin ng countries all around the world. And in 2017, we have actually surpassed the GDP growth of China. But then, we have been reading a lot of articles na ang peso natin has been declining in terms of the currency exchange. I think Dina and I's role here is for Filipinos and even foreigners to actually buy in right now because our peso have been declining. So yung dollars nyo have been powerful right now if i-invest sa Philippines. Pero hindi naman yan magtatagal. In 2019, baka tumaas din siya. So it's the right time for you to be investing right now in the Philippines.
Pag sinabi natin investing in the Philippines, usually yung pumapasok sa utak ng tao o pinaka-normal course niyan is property, no? So this is now the right time to invest in property in the Philippines. So usually pa pag nag-invest na ganyan, tapos mag-fluctuate yung dollar or what, nagbabago rin yung bayad o na-fix yun doon sa, na-pepeg doon sa kung ano na pagkasunduan ninyo?
Well, syempre naka-fix na. Mm-hmm. Sa pag-pirma ng contract, nandun na yung peso value niya. Hindi na yun magbabago. It only fluctuates to the dollars that you have. Depende on how much you will be sending.
Kung bumaba yung peso para sa investors like us from Australia, medyo lamang kami, no?
Yes, exactly.
Pero pag tumaas yung peso, lugi kami. On an average, how much does one really need to invest?
Right now, siguro one bedroom would be around 125,000. Australian dollars.
Saan niya? Sa Makati, Manila, o sa regional cities?
We have this city coming up. It's called Vertis North. It's in Quezon City.
Yung sa mga project nyo yan, no? Not as general. Kasi yung project nyo, basically high market, you know?
We wouldn't really deny the fact that we have quite a notch in terms of price. But really comparing it to the other brands, there would be really a feel of difference on the quality. And sadly, I have really spoken to a lot of Australians or even Filipinos who have invested in the Philippines that wasn't in Ayala and they regret doing that. Our role here right now is that the quote that says, you get what you pay for.
So ito yung entry level, $125,000 for a one better.
I would say this is the entry level for the properties that really have a great leap of investment.
To add to that, these projects are always in key locations.
When you say locations, you're talking about Metro Manila or other prime cities like Cebu, Davao? Parang wala nang prime location sa Manila because of the traffic.
For Metro Manila, we have different key locations. We have in the north side, so we have Vertis North. We have Cloverleaf in Balintawak. We have Makati.
We won't really go into detail of everything. As you can see, Ayala really has really made flagship community in the whole Philippines. So as a matter of fact, Ayala recently bought Divisoria. You can really see once Ayala steps foot in an area, nag-increase talaga yung value. And some other developers, their strategy is tabihan nila yung Ayala. So you can really see that Ayala is the one commanding the price.
In all key locations, we would have a small city there. So it's sort of like a CBD area where everything
parang
you need.
City.
Yes, everything you need is there. So there's already the commercial area, retail, residential, even the schools, hospitals. So that's how Ayala is doing it. So that when you buy in that property, there's a reason bakit siya nag-i-increase. Bakit nag-appreciate yung land value and also bakit ang lakas ng rental yields comparing to the other brand.
So mostly, karami na bumibili sa mga projects ninyo from overseas, basically investments.
Investment and also people who would want a place to call their home once they go to the Philippines.
Pero kung bira ka naman umuwi, so
they can have it rented out.
Exactly. So when you say rental income, that's basically investment. Yes. 125,000 is major quite a price to raise that amount of money, no? Paano ang financing niyan? Let's assume na wala tayong alam lahat tungkol dito. Anong nangyayari?
Kunwari, meron kang 125,000. We have a 9% cash discount for that. So kunwari, cash in 30 days, there's a 9% discount.
Kung bibili mo ng cash yun, wala naman may cash na 110,000. So how do you go into financing?
We do have an in-house financing. We have different kind of payment terms. One I would want to discuss is the standard payment term. Meron kaming no down payment. Ang no down payment namin is only 20%. spread in 36 months. This is about 3 years. Kung meron kaming newly launched, we can extend until 5 years, 4 years to 5 years. So 20% spread in that, and then the 80% pwede nyo na siya i-loan from the bank.
Yung mga taga rito, pwede ba sila maka-loan ng pera sa
yes,
Pilipinas?
I think we have also spoken to the president of Philippine Community Council. They also told that there are Philippine banks that have been going to Australia to actually invite people to open a bank account in the Philippines, like BDO, BPI.
Karamihan ng mga tao rito, ang pera nila is naka-tied in sa superannuation. And I think it's possible to access your superannuation even if you have not retired. May mga arrangement ba kayo usually sa superannuation agencies para kung pwede mag-invest yung mga tao?
Currently, no. But maybe we can work something.
Usually kasi when it comes to superannuation, what they do is they create a corporation. And then there's trustees. And then that's how they buy in the properties. So usually you need an accountant to actually create and form the corporation. And then after, that's how they sign in and buy the property through the trustees. So you should consult an accountant to create that and also a financial planner.
Tumutulong kayo sa pag-advise o hindi labas kayo dyan?
In terms of advice, yeah, we would be able to spot kung ano yung city na mas mabilis yung increase.
May mga restrictions yan, di ba? Ownership properties by foreigners. Kasi sabi niyo, maraming nasa-sold out kagad. Ang assumption yan is, ang mga bumibili, mga Filipino rin.
Yeah, even foreigners can also own properties, which is condo.
Oh, pero may 60-40 rule or 70-30 rule?
60-40, yes, 60, that's 40 correct. Rule. So, one condominium would have a 60% Filipinos, 40% foreigners.
Oh, yung sabihin pero, ganun karami pa rin ng Pilipino na magmamayari ng...
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Pero I think the administration is coming up with some ruling making it possible for foreigners to own more properties in the Philippines. Pero that's still in the future.
No. At saka nabibreak naman yan in the sense na usually bumibili naman dyan mga former Filipinos, no? Pinag-apply nyo ng dual citizen? Is that...
Exactly. Yes. It's very easy. Even the embassy told us na marami talaga nag-apply
okay,
for property ownership.
Okay, saan target area na sa tingin nyo good place for investment?
Right now, we have this city called Arca South. It's just 10 minutes from BGC, 15 minutes from Makati. Even Makati will have its own highway connecting Arca Sanyan? South and Makati. Arca South.
It's the former FTI.
If you are former Food Tagig Terminal Inc. Inc. FTI, binili siya ng Ayala for about 100 billion pesos.
It's a 75-hectare property. We're building it to be the new city because BGC is already full. So right now, we're extending it. It will be pegged as the new BGC.
This is exactly for the people who are regretting not buying in BGC because in BGC, 2008, 80,000 per square meter lang siya, pesos. Right now, it's at 200 pesos per square meter. Arca South started with around 130,000 per square meter. Right now, nasa 170,000 per square meter na siya. Akyat siya na akyat in terms of pricing talaga.
Last question. For an initial investor, kunyari ako o mga iba pa na gusto mag-invest sa Pilipinas, honestly, mahirap yung kagad sa high-end. Anong recommendation niyo yung mabilis yung magtaas yung property?
I would recommend you go for Avida or Alveo. Because Avida, since kunwari yung mga foreigners naman, hindi naman natitirahan, they're just gonna have it rented out. You would be surprised that 99% of our properties are always rented out. Nandun talaga yung demand.
Most of the people who rent here are mostly people working in the CBD area. A lot of them live somewhere far. They need a place very nearby where they work. For starters, it would be the best investment for Avida. If you have a little bit more cash and you want higher yield for rental, then Alveo will be the next investment property.
Meron ba kayong mga seminar na gagawin just to enlighten ng mga people? Ano? At kailan ito?
I will be actually speaking this Saturday on March 10 in Hyde Park Inn, Forum 1, starting 3 p.m. until 5 p.m.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for
having
you.
Us.
SBS.com.au/Filipino.